Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Monday morning. How's everything doing out on the farm and the ranch? And, you know, we're... As far as I'm concerned, we're in summer, so how's summer looking for you out on the ranch?
Really, really well. Bert, the grass is growing. We put some, a lot of lime, about 300,000 pounds of lime on our fields. And it takes at least several weeks for the lime to just start working, and it's working. The grass is looking good. We had a little bit of rain, not as much as we'd like, but things are really looking good. And, you know, an interesting development with the campground, I want to share this with you. We're getting requests for people who want to come out here. They want absolute tranquility. They want serenity. They want peace. They want quiet. They want nature. And they want the internet so they can work from here. Interesting. They want to bring their expensive camper motorhomes, and they want to come over here and they want to park in the middle of nowhere. They want to cook their Natural Farms beef and eggs on the fire pits. They want nature. They want to sit out in the middle of nowhere and with with I guess associates or friends or family. In luxury, if you will, you know, with all the amenities of home, except everything smaller, like a smaller stove and a smaller refrigerator and smaller, you know, living accommodations, but they want the internet, and so this is a real challenge for us because the internet that we have, I could put Wi-Fi out there, I could run Wi-Fi from our internet connection back out to the campground. I could do that. But I can't broadcast if I do that. If, you know, somebody's surfing and watching movies or something, I won't have enough internet bandwidth to broadcast. So we'd have to bring in another internet connection and wired. And here's the problem. Verizon has cell coverage out here, but it's really weak. I mean, maybe one bar, maybe. And it's not enough for people who have Verizon to use their cell phone as a hotspot to connect to their computer to work from here. So there's only two possibilities, three possibilities I can think of. One is satellite internet with bandwidth by the each. You know, we pay more and more and more for bandwidth allocations or amounts. Another is a wired connection to the telephone provider, and then I would set up a Wi-Fi hotspot or Wi-Fi. The other is set up a 5G or 4G or 3G box aimed at the cell tower, which would be dedicated just for the internet, and put it on a mast aimed at a tower 5-point-something miles away. So those are our options. And the other option is, well, we can't help you. We don't have it. So you can't work from here. But people, they're saying to me that they want to pay more. They want to pay more than we're asking if we could just accommodate this. Isn't that interesting? Your thoughts, Brian?
Yeah. Well, Vince, you know, have you done a scan to see which 4G, 5G providers are in your area, and then you can tell them, hey, these are the, because, you know, there's competing wireless cellular networks, so you can tell them which may have some connectivity. That's one thought. I mean, if they want to do satellite, that's probably up, they can do it themselves, right? You don't have to get involved in that.
Right.
I would say, you know, you probably need some Wi-Fi connectivity, albeit if it's slow. So whether you connect that to your landline or, you know, whatever else connectivity you have at the farm, I'd provide some Wi-Fi and to just tell them it's slow. You know, it's funny you say that, Vince, but I'm not surprised. You know, I can remember seeing caveman drawings where they looked like they were fighting over their laptop connectivity. So it goes, you know, the need for the Internet, it just seems to be primal with us.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the problem. I could take our internet router. We only have 3 meg. That's it. I mean, 3 meg down and 0.5 meg up. So I could take that, and I could wire it back to the campground. So roughly 1,300 feet is the distance between where we would need the wireless or the Wi-Fi for the campground from the farmhouse, 1,300 feet. Now, that can be accomplished a bunch of different ways. It can be done with wire, which is already in place. It could be done with microwaves, which would be relatively easy to do. You know, I could probably accomplish the whole thing in 2 days. But here's a concern that I have, Bert. These are people that I really don't know, okay? And I don't know what their internet habits would be. So what is the risk of someone hopping on, if I took our internet connection and made some of it available through Wi-Fi out at the campground, and someone did some surfing that was questionable? Let's say the FBI might want to, hey, what are these guys doing? Wouldn't that all trace back to me?
Yeah, but what I would do is I would set up, so I haven't scoped it out, but here's what I think is the best solution. You have internet at the farmhouse. Run a wire to wherever you can put a pole or a mast. At that point, put in a wireless hotspot with a directional antenna pointed toward the campground. Then that hotspot, you're going to set it up so it's only for the campers. Its password will only be for the campers. It won't be connected to whatever Wi-Fi the Finellis use on the farm and other farmhands might be using. So it'll be a separate hotspot. And on the really low probability that something bad happens, the experts will be able to trace it, that it came from that hotspot and not from whatever, you know, whatever the username is for the Finelli farm and whatever you've set up for your own personal use. They should, you know, if they're going to the extent to say, hey, something bad happened and we're tracing it to your internet connection, they should also have the capability to find out that it came from the campground hotspot and not your own. Now, can they hack from there into yours? I mean, anything's possible, but if you set it up right, they should not be able to connect, you know, swap over to your Wi-Fi. And I suspect you don't use your own Wi-Fi for a lot. Knowing your habits, you probably don't even go on the internet a lot. You're probably doing that on wired. So, I mean, it's one of those things, you can always say there's some possibility, whatever it is, of anything happening. But I think if you set it up the way I just said, you're probably about as secure and safe as you reasonably can be.
Okay. Two follow-up questions, and I guess maybe a statement. So one question is, I need the bandwidth to broadcast from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. So I need 2 hours of pretty much almost everything we have. So when I'm on the air, no one in the house is surfing the internet looking for phone numbers, looking for products to order, placing orders, checking out market prices for cattle, things like that. No one's doing that because I need all the bandwidth. So that's kind of a given around here. So I have exclusive use of the bandwidth. And I'm sitting here with three screens. One screen is connected to Genesis Communications Network, the digital screen that shows me exactly the latency. It shows me the bits going out to GCN and coming back, and how much delay we have, so I can accommodate that. I have a call screen which takes some bandwidth, so I can click on to when Jason answers the phone. I can see that it's ringing. I can see when Jason answers it, and then I can see when Jason's typing in, Joe from Texas, and he wants to talk about chemtrails. Then I can click the air button or the hold button or the drop button. So I can do that. Then I have another screen, which is one that I use for bringing up articles and data and up to the minute reporting. So, but I don't surf the internet while I'm on the air because I don't have the bandwidth to do it. So that's one thing. So
yeah.
Here's the question.
That's solvable, Vince.
So here's the question then. So if I have those parameters and constraints, and I'd like to optimize it for our campers as well as the broadcast, can I apportion via with a clock to say, you can only have 10% of the internet during the hours of 9 through 11 a.m. After that, we can apportion so that, let's say there's 10 campers signed in, they would each have a maximum bandwidth so that they don't take all the bandwidth that we have for themselves watching movies and prevent the others from doing work and sending emails and things.
Yeah. So your question really is, can you put it on a clock? So the Wi-Fi, I don't know the Wi-Fi router you have, that's something for the natural farms IT administrator or consultant that you have who's setting it up. But you can set up that hotspot to have limited throughput, which is what I suggest. And I would say just keep it low. Why not keep it low the whole day? I don't know of how you can set it by time without going into the router every morning and then ratcheting it down and then going in again and ratcheting it up. You can certainly do that, but why not keep the limit low the whole time? I mean, they're not coming to the campground to surf and, watch videos of Hawaii or whatever. They're coming hopefully just for, bare minimum email and very low bandwidth applications. So I would say just keep it low the whole time, and so be it.
Okay. I think what's happening, Bert, I'm not 100% sure, but my intuition tells me that we have a number of campers that are middle management, well compensated, maybe even above middle management, and they want to get away. And they like being in their $100,000 plus camper. And
yeah,
they like going from spot to spot and enjoying life.
Yeah.
But yet they still need to stay connected because they're running the show remotely.
Yeah. Or watching Netflix.
Yeah, that could be.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Bert's with us. So, Bert, here's what I know. I know that our router has some really interesting features. Number one, I can turn Wi-Fi on and off. It's off now. So I can turn that on, I can turn that off. I could set it by day of the week and by hour, so within 15-minute intervals. So I can say, you know, power it on at 11 o'clock and power it off at 8:45 a.m. Okay, so right after the broadcast, I could power it up, and I could have it powered down, you know, just before the broadcast. So I could do that. So I know that, and I can also set the power level in increments of 10%. So I could set it 10% of maximum, 20%, 90% of maximum, or, you know, full 100%. I could do all those things. So there are some features that are available on routers. And class, you can't turn yours off in terms of Wi-Fi. So, or you can have the router work with Ethernet all the time and reduce the power level of the radio portion of it, the 2.4 gigahertz. So you can do all that. At least I can with ours, and I have, and I've shut it off. And so, I think that what I could do is exactly what you say, Bert. Just go out with the copper wire that's already in the ground, out to the campground, and put a Wi-Fi unit out there, and just put it on reduced bandwidth all the time. I could do that and see how it works. Oh, by the way, Bert, I wanted to let you know I got a call this morning from the telephone company, and they're coming out again. They've been working on this. We've been having problems with our phone. since January, and they're coming out again. So I may get disconnected. I don't know if I will or not. If I don't show up, if I disappear, please just take my seat until I come back, if I come back, okay? So that's the status of our internet and phone line right now.
I thought you said Mr. Spinelli mailed in a phone bill.
She actually does that. And, Bert, I can only call some phone numbers. Believe it or not, the switch, the telephone network switch, you know, we pick up the handset, we go, the connection is made, we get dial tone, I make a call, and, let me just show you what happens. Let me call the bank. See what happens.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
So yeah, I can't make...
Yeah. Vince, I have something similar because on my landline, I have not opted for the long-distance connection. They want to charge you for that. So on my landline, I can only call local, which is fine. I use my cellular for long-distance or call over Wi-Fi on my cell phone. That might be what you have.
No. That was a local call.
Wow.
That was a local call.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and I can't call Rich. I can't call Rich Sheban. Sometimes. Sometimes I can. Sometimes I can't.
Yeah. Maybe they need to give a pay raise to those switchboard operators down there in the Ozark substation.
I think it's more like Central America. I think that's no. Really, what they're saying is our telephone company, Brightspeed, and we have no choice. I mean, if you want telephone service, it's Brightspeed. I used to be able to make all the calls I wanted. You know, local, long distance. It was all bundled into one. It just worked and worked and worked. That's when it was called CenturyTel. CenturyTel was acquired by CenturyLink, and then it started getting worse. Everything, you know, once they take over. Happened and management was fired and technicians were fired, it got worse. And now it's really, really terrible. And so Brightspeed, which is the new incarnation of CenturyLink, tells me they don't know what to do. They have no idea how to fix this. And they've had all kinds of teams. They've had specialists from New York City come out. They've had them working on it. The local team doesn't know what to do. We've got a new local team working on it for about a week now. For 2 weeks, they don't know what to do either. So they're trying the same thing that the old team did. And, the new team tells me that the old team had more experience. So if the old team can't fix it, they say they can't fix it. No one knows what to do. But it's not just us.
Vince, when we come back, I have a solution for you.
Okay, sounds good. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled 4 fighter jets when a small aircraft violated the airspace above Washington, D.C.
FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in a mountain area of southwest Virginia. The small plane can carry up to a dozen passengers, but it's not clear how many were on board. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. I'm Dave Collins.
A major West Coast port near Los Angeles, California is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach, California has notified truckers that they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What
do you got here?
Take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us, a Silicon Valley engineer, patent holder. Bert, you've got an answer?
Vince, I have an answer for you. It's called Starlink. I put in the address of the farm, and all you got to come up with today is $99 deposit. Service is $120 a month. There is a $599 hardware charge. Shipping and handling $50, tax $39. I guess they calculated your sales tax. But the net-net is it's $120 a month, but you know what? It's going to work 24/7. And why not put it in? You know, you can aggregate. If you get a wireless and you're wired and you can aggregate bandwidth sometimes. Sometimes you can just switch, you know, between however you're getting it, or there's actually a sophisticated router that can aggregate your bandwidth if you want to do that between your different, you know, if you have DSL. Vince, do you have DSL right now, or how are you getting the internet?
We have DSL.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can add this to it, or you might find this is so darn reliable, you go with this and get rid of your DSL, which I think you have some fits with.
I do. Now, is this part of the Elon Musk Wealth Accumulation Fund?
Well, it is. As far as I can see, I think this is a division of the same company that launches the rocket ships, as best I can see. And, Vince, it's, I put in your address, and it's coming up, so... It goes against
all my principles. It really does. Boring holes in the atmosphere, polluting the sky with litter that absolutely positively will either burn up on the way down or land or both in some unknown location at some unknown future date, and is polluting our planet with electromagnetic radiation that we flat out don't need. You know, Bert, I really like the wire. I like copper wire because, generally speaking, it's not electromagnetic radiation in the air. Although, you know, when electrons travel through wire, they can emit radio frequencies, no question about it. This is buried in the ground. It's absorbed by the ground because all of our infrastructure for telephone is in the ground here in our part of Missouri. Power lines are above ground, but not on our farm. On our farm, they are buried underground because we did that. We buried them underground. So I hear what you're saying. I think the plan would probably be, it would go like this. What was that amount of money you said per month? Was it $100, $99 plus all these taxes?
$120, Vince, but I'm reading the fine print. It says the first 40 people to sign up in Missouri will enter a contest to take a SpaceX rocket into orbit. So you can enter a raffle to get a free space ride.
And come back shorter and impotent, right?
I made that part up, then. But
I know.
It is a known fact. Interesting for class that you mentioned that, Vince. When astronauts go up into space, they're going at part of the flight a fairly high velocity, and this is absolutely true for class. When they come back down to Earth and they compare their watch to the clocks on the ground, they're off. And that's proving Einstein's theory of relativity, that they were actually able to slow time by, you know, like a fraction of a second during the time they traveled at that huge velocity, you know, up into space, then back down. It does change time.
Yeah, and they come back a different weight and a different height, too. They come back shorter.
Yeah, and they advise them to make sure they have all the children they want before they go.
Right. So, class, when you heard me said shorter and impotent, I was not kidding. No, that was not humor.
Well, if you win the raffle, Vince, you can give it to someone else.
Yeah, and isn't William Shatner went up, right? He took a ride. And it's interesting, did Bezos himself go for a ride? I don't remember that part.
You know, I don't either, but you're right. William Shatner, now that wasn't SpaceX, that was the Jeff Bezos spaceship, and I don't believe they went into orbit. They just kind of touched into space and came back down. But that said, in fact, since I was watching it live, he was shaken up. He said that was the most profound experience of his life. So I think he got his money's worth. We're not sure what he paid, because I think he got a hefty discount on that from Jeff Bezos. But William Shatner absolutely went up, and had the experience of his life.
Yeah, and the reason he was shaken, Bert, is because he realized how dark space is. You know, it's not a thriving metropolis. It is dark. It's cold. It's lonely. It is unforgiving. And he realized that here on planet Earth, on the ground, is the best that we've got, and we're ruining it. That's what happened.
Yeah. You know, Vince, what you say is almost universal amongst astronauts that get to, you know, look down on the planet Earth. They say how precious and how much we take for granted, how beautiful the planet is. And that's almost the universal sentiment amongst anyone who's gone up into space and returned and said that.
And, Bert, that is a dominating reason why I do not use net wrap for baling hay, because the amount of waste that it generates, plastic waste that will last probably close to forever, is unforgivable. It's unforgivable. And the amount of people who looked at our post for that, you know, was well over 1,000 people who looked at this baler for sale. And the questions I got, two words, net wrap. And that, they didn't even put a question mark, because there's two types of balers, the net wrap baler and the twine baler. As I mentioned, twine is 10 to 20 cents a roll to tie up the bale. And you can cut the twine off, tie it back together, and reuse it. Okay? You can. I've got 55-gallon drums full of twine, hundreds of thousands of feet of twine that I could put back together. I could throw it away and say, let's get that out of here. Let's just send it to the landfill. But I think it's valuable. And at some point, I may have to reuse it. And if I do, I have it. So all I have to do is unroll these bundles of twine and tie, you know, 20-foot sections together and then use it. But the farmers, and I've asked them, I've talked to him on the phone. I said, so what's the deal with net wrap? Now, the older farmers, my age and older, say, I don't know. It makes no sense to me. It costs too much. And there's a huge amount of trash that these farmers burn, which is the net wrap, which is plastic. It's like lighting plastic on fire. And that causes phosgene gas, which is absolutely suicidal. Some farmers do it because they don't know what else to do with it. So they just put in a big pile. When I talk about a big pile, I'm talking about the size of a pickup truck bed, you know, heaped up. That's how much. And they just light it on fire. And they do it a couple times during this, you know, the winter when they unroll their hay. But the farmers, some of them are dumb as a box of rocks, because they're saying, I want the net wrap because it saves me about a minute. Every time I stop and I've built a bale, now all I have to do is wrap it up or tie it up. For me, it takes about a minute and a half. For them, it takes about a half a minute because they use net wrap. And they like that extra time, that extra minute, if at the most an extra minute. They like that so much that they are willing to trash the environment and spend 10 times more to do it. Literally. I don't get it. It's like the guy who has a big, powerful car. He's still limited by traffic lights and speed limits, and he wants to have 850 horsepower in his Hellcat, a Chrysler Hellcat, and he gets 6 miles to the gallon. And if you say, so what kind of mileage does he get? Oh, I don't care. I don't worry about that stuff. Well, I do, because it's using resources that everyone is sharing. And that's one other thing. There was I'm off on a tangent here, but there was a post on the internet. It was on the Drudge Report. The Saudis are raising, or they are decreasing the oil production. And the American headline is bold, 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 really big letters. Saudi greed. Saudi greed. Let me say it a different way. Saudi greed. Slashing oil production for summer. That's exactly backwards. The Saudis are doing us all a favor. They are reducing the output so that the price will go up so that we'll use less and pollute less. And what do the Americans say? Those greedy Saudis, you know, they're reducing the oil supply to increase the price. The Saudis are greedy. I think it's the Americans who are greedy and the rest of the world who want low-cost energy so they can go on vacation and squander non-replaceable resources and pollute the air while doing it. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, you know, it's hard to say what the right price of oil is, but you're right. If it's too cheap and abundant, we're wasting it. We need to conserve more. We need to have vehicles that are more efficient. We don't need to go out and buy a massive SUV that gets 12 miles per gallon to go drive to the grocery store and back in. Yes, we need trucks. You need them for your farm. But I drove through L.A. recently, and I was stuck in traffic, and I looked all around me, and it felt like I was driving next to hotels. I mean, these massive SUVs that everyone in Southern California are driving just to, who knows what, commute to wherever the heck they were going. Makes no sense, Vince, but we do. You know, I have mixed feelings on this because I believe in free market and I believe in libertarianism that, you know, people should be allowed to do what they want if they don't hurt another person. So there's a little bit of a conflict there between the greater good and personal liberty.
Hey, Bert, we have a 1999 Dodge 2500 Ram pickup truck. It's a 5.9 liter turbo diesel. Okay? It's a 3/4 ton pickup truck, 4-wheel drive. We modified it, 29.4 miles per gallon.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In case you're wondering what I said, we have a 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel four-wheel drive three-quarter ton pickup truck. And we modified it, and we get 29.4 miles per gallon. This truck has just under 400,000 miles on it, just under 400,000 miles. And I was talking with a guy within the last week, and he has a newer model of the same exact truck, a Dodge, except instead of a 5.9 liter, it's about 7 liters. It's a turbo diesel as well. And he gets 12 miles to the gallon. So here you have virtually the same truck. A newer model gets less than half of the miles per gallon that we get. Less than half. And some people do what's called a delete. They bring their vehicle to a specialty shop. They reprogram the computer. They delete some of the emission controls. And they can bring it up to maybe 14 or 15 miles per gallon. Now, I have a feeling that's illegal. Now, we did not do that. There was a point in time when you could buy an American truck, a heavy-duty truck, you know, bigger than a half-ton. So a half-ton would be light-duty, and then they would call the three-quarter-ton a heavier duty, and they were exempt from some of the emission controls. They were exempt. So they got more miles per gallon, and we have two of them. We have two vehicles, 1994, a full-size Blazer, 6.5-liter turbo diesel. And it has the exhaust gas recirculation system. We have a full-size Suburban. Now, the Blazer is a 1500 series. The Suburban is a 2500 series. They both have the same engine, the same everything, same interior. They're both the same year. And the Suburban is considered a three-quarter ton truck. It does not have the exhaust gas recirculation system. Exact same engine. Except one does not have the emission controls, and it gets better fuel economy from the engine. Can you imagine that? So what we've done is our federal government has imposed regulations on the automobile manufacturers to reduce pollution, which is a good thing. It is. It's a good thing. At the expense of using twice as much fuel. That's a real bad thing. Think about that. So what would happen if they really decided to make a more efficient engine and make the whole car more efficient in terms of aerodynamics, in terms of less parasitic drag, less friction. Imagine we could easily get 70 miles per gallon, 70. I know that. We could do that. But we don't. We want bigger, bigger, bigger. And that's what Bert was talking about driving around in L.A. And that kind of mentality has creeped all across the country. There are these great big pickup trucks that are all puffed out, and they have names like Ram, which is the new name for Dodge, Ford, and General Motors. They are puffed out so big that these things will not fit in a standard parking space. They're wider and longer, and nobody needs one. Nobody needs one. It used to be that you wanted a pickup truck that would hold a 4x8 sheet of plywood in the bed flat. That's all you need. No one really needs more than that. You don't need one of these 12-mile-per-gallon machines to go to Walmart. Nobody needs to do that. Now, some people are in construction and they do need trucks, and farmers need trucks, and that's what we have. But we don't have a new one. We have just a standard full-size pickup truck. Bert, any comments?
No, Vince, I think that exemption for the heavier truck should have stayed, but maybe we need to segregate if your truck's truly being used on a farm. Or you're just buying it for, whatever recreational reason.
Yeah, the military has no exhaust emissions on their equipment. None. There's no Abrams tank that has exhaust emissions equipment.
Yeah.
No jet fighters do.
Yeah.
No commercial jets do.
Yeah.
And the beast that rides around in Washington and gets flown all over the world so that the president and the first lady can ride around in style, that doesn't have any either. By the way, that is not a General Motors. It looks like it's a Suburban, if you will. It's not. It's a truck. It's a truck with a car with a Suburban type body on it. It is a diesel truck.
Yeah.
And one of the guys who was piloting it stopped for fuel. And he thought he was driving his own big SUV, pulled up, filled it with gasoline, and blew the engine within seconds.
Yeah. Vince, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the tanks going to electric.
Well, they just have to have a pause button, during combat, during tank battles. Just hit the pause button. Look, we all got to recharge our electric tanks. Yep. Well, Bert, I'm looking forward to getting back on schedule with the syllabus. You've got some very interesting information for us. I think, class, you'll be riveted. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial news.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.